KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay and Lesbian Community Yellow Pages, providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. More information at 503-230-7701 or www.pdxgayyellowpages.com. Also, Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212 or on the web at radiocab.net. Stay tuned for Out Loud.
KBO.
Good evening and welcome to Out Loud, KABU's Queer News and Public Affairs Show. Out Loud is produced by the Queer Boo Collective, and we'd love to hear from you. Please contact us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com. Tonight's guest is Stu, a high school junior who helps organize the Oregon Queer Youth Conference, which is happening on Saturday, February 25th. Before we talk to Stu, here are a few news items. In a 4-3 decision handed down today, New York City's equal benefits law was struck down by the state's Supreme Court. The law would have required contractors that do more than $100,000 worth of business each year with New York City to offer benefits to the partners of gay and lesbian workers equal to those of the companies that they give heterosexually married couples. Despite his opposition to both the equal benefits law and another court ruling that would permit same-sex marriage, Bloomberg has insisted he is in favor of gay marriage. A report released today by the University of California Blue Ribbon Commission found that discharging troops under the U.S. military policy on gays cost $368 million over 10 years, almost double that of what the government concluded a year ago. Commission members included former Defense Secretary William Perry, a member of the Clinton administration, and Lawrence Korb, a former Assistant Defense Secretary during the Reagan administration, as well as professors from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Congress approved the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy in 1993 during the Clinton administration. It allows gays and lesbians to serve in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps as long as they abstain from homosexual activity and do not disclose their sexual orientation. The Service Members Legal Defense Network estimates that the Pentagon has discharged more than 10,000 service members for being openly gay since Don't Ask, Don't Tell went into effect in 1994. However, the number of discharges has gone down in recent years. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, Republican of Tennessee, has announced that he will bring the so-called Marriage Protection Amendment to a full vote in the Senate on June 5th. Federal law already bans recognition of same-sex unions. The Federal Defense of Marriage Act was signed into law by President Bill Clinton. Today, the institution of marriage is under attack, Frist told the Conservative Political Action Committee conference in Washington on Friday. Frist said that the law is not enough, adding that the amendment would block the whims of a few activist judges from overriding the common sense of the American people. The proposed amendment is almost identical to one which failed to get enough votes in 2004. Not only would the amendment ban marriage for same-sex couples, it could also threaten domestic partnerships and civil unions. However, to become part of the U.S. Constitution, an amendment must be approved by two-thirds of both the House and Senate and ratified by three-fourths of the states. That's the news.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Out Loud Show. This is Carla speaking. Thank you, Ajua, for those news stories. I would like to welcome Stu to the Out Loud Show. Welcome, Stu.
Hello.
And tonight we are going to be talking about the Oregon Queer Youth Conference. And Stu, first tell us, what is the Oregon Queer Youth Conference?
Well, basically, the Oregon Queer Youth Conference is an annual event. This is going to be the third annual Oregon Queer Youth Conference. It's a chance, basically, for queer youth and allies, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, transsexual, queer, questioning, intersex, and allies, under the age of 23, 23 and under, actually, to get together, have some fun, meet new people. We learn a lot. There's a whole bunch of workshops from everything about safer sex. We got workshops about how to tango. Basically, anything you could ever want to learn, we teach it there. And it's completely free, and it's just a one-of-a-kind opportunity for people to get together.
So let's talk about when is this happening. It's coming up soon.
Yeah, it's on February 25th. That's a Saturday. Not this coming Saturday, but the Saturday after it.
And it starts at 9 in the morning.
And it starts at 9. 9 is when the registration and check-in begins. At 10 o'clock, we actually have Sam Adams, the openly gay Portland City Commissioner, coming to speak to us about sort of his experiences. And then right after that, we go into workshops. There's free lunch, more workshops, and then the conference over.
So it's going to wrap up by 4 o'clock.
Yeah, around 4 o'clock. And also that night, however, SMRC, the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center, is going to be having their annual winter formal.
So there'll be a big dance that night.
Around 8 o'clock, I think.
And SMRC is going to be involved with the event, correct? So if people want to find out more about the dance, they can find out more the day of.
Yeah, definitely. SMRC's going to have people there. We're actually going to have just sort of tables and stuff from a whole bunch of different queer-friendly organizations. We'll have SMRC, the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center, there. Turk's probably going to be there. That's the Transgender Youth Resource Center. Cascade AIDS Project, who work a lot with safer sex issues, and obviously HIV/AIDS. We'll have Planned Parenthood, PFLAG, which is the Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays organization. Their Equity Foundation, which works to fund a whole bunch of queer-friendly organizations and activities. And KBOO will probably have a station there, too.
Right. KBOO will definitely have a table there. So let's talk about where it's going to be. So it's at the Catlin Gable School, correct?
Yeah. The Catlin Gable School is actually a K-12 school. The conference itself has basically no affiliation with the Catlin Gable School. We just offer the space. I attend the school. And the school is right next to St. Vincent's Hospital off of Barnes Road. The address is 8825 Southwest Barnes Road, Portland, Oregon, 97225. And on the OKIC website, you can actually get directions to the school. The OKIC website is www.oqyc.org.
Okay, and that stands for Oregon Queer Youth Conference.org. So there's directions to the school. Now, is there registration available on the website? Like, are youth supposed to register if they want to come?
Well, anyone can come to OKIC. It's completely free. You can show up the day of if you want. However, we need to get some idea of how many people are going to be there so we can order food. So we really love it when people pre-register for OKIC. You can register online. There's a mail-in form if you want to do that. You can just write an email. OKIC has an official email, which is oqyc@catlin, that's catlin.edu, if you want to register via email. And you can also register the day of when you get there between 9 and 10 o'clock.
Okay, great. So it makes it really easy for youth to get involved. So tell us a little bit about the history of the Oregon Queer Youth Conference. How did it get going?
Well, so the Oregon Queer Youth Conference, there really wasn't anything like it for, you know, until it existed. It's most places in America and on Earth don't have anything to the effect of OKIC. But 2 years ago, Basic Rights Oregon, along with the Catlin Gable School, got together. They started this Oregon Queer Youth Conference. And the goal was basically to create a youth-led, youth-run conference for queer youth and allies to get together, talk, meet new people, learn, and just sort of provide this opportunity that wasn't there before.
Great, and I want to do a little plug that KBOO was there at the beginning as
That's true.
So we were there. So was it youth that got together that said we need to have this conference, or was it adult allies that realized this was a need? Like, how did the formation actually happen?
Well, it basically, it started with a conversation. There was actually someone who worked at Basic Rights Oregon, whose name is escaping me now, but she's the sister of a friend of mine. And she, at the time, was, I guess, considered a youth. And her and a bunch of her friends said, this needs to happen. So they got together the first Oregon Queer Youth Conference Youth Planning Committee, which is, you know, probably 5, 10, maybe 15 youth and a couple adult volunteers who get together every Saturday or something for a few months before the conference happens to plan it, get everything scheduled, and make it happen.
Great. So 3 years ago was the first time. So it sounds like it's grown quite a bit, that there's a lot more involvement now.
Yeah, well, it's grown and changed a lot. This year, I'm the head of sort of the youth planning committee, and basically over the last 3 years, it's transferred from being directly associated with Basic Rights Oregon to being a little bit more independent. KBOO sponsors us, and we basically, there's no rules to OKIC is one of the cool things about it. I mean, honestly, my favorite thing the first year when I went there was that they have gender-neutral bathrooms. Which sounds like a really minor thing, but it's just like that whole concept is just sort of shows you what OKIC's about. And because there's really no rules behind how it gets organized, we make it up as we go. I mean, you know, we think, wow, wouldn't it be cool if, you know, we had all organic food, or wouldn't it be cool if we had a tango workshop, and then we do it. And that's how OKIC goes down.
That's great. So it's all input from youth who want to be involved. So what are ways that people can get involved if they want to? I guess it sounds like everything's pretty much planned out for this year, but what are some ways that people can contribute if they want to in the future?
Well, there's a whole bunch of ways you can contribute. This year, we actually, last Saturday, we sat down, finalized the workshop schedule. So you probably can't lead a workshop this year, but all the workshops are youth who volunteer to lead a workshop. You can, so next year, because there will be OKIC next year, I promise you. You can volunteer to lead a workshop. If you come to OKIC this year, we're going to hand out information about getting on the planning committee for next year. Anyone who wants to join the committee can, and that's another great way to help. The last thing you can do is just drop OKIC an email. The email is oqyc@catlin.edu. It's really easy. Just write an email saying, Stu, I want to help. I don't know what to do. And we will find something for you to do. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Great. So if there was an adult who wanted to run a workshop, is that an option? Okay.
Definitely. We have, every year we have a few adult-run workshops. We sort of our goal, like, if there's an adult and a youth with the same workshop, the youth would lead it. But, for instance, this year we've actually got a guy from the Portland Police Department coming. And he's doing a workshop about hate crimes and how to deal with the police and stuff for mm-hmm. queer youth and allies.
Great. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that they're involved as well. So you gave us a little bit of perspective. It sounds like there's a really broad community support for this. Is that what's really going on?
Well, OKIC's awesome in that we have a whole bunch of different people from a whole bunch of different backgrounds with a whole bunch of different points of view all in the same building. I mean, it's everyone there is there for their own reasons, and everyone there has their own story to tell. Everyone has, you know, all of the problems they've gone through, all of their good times, all of their bad times, what they know, what they don't know. And there's when everyone gets together with that sort of feeling behind it, there's a lot to be learned, there's a lot to be gained, and there's a lot of phone numbers to get.
Great. Right. It sounds like this is an excellent support for queer questioning youth. So I'm happy to see that it's happening. So let's talk again just the time. It's Saturday, February 25th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Catlin Gables School. And I'm really glad that it's free so that any youth, you know, 23 years old and younger can show up. Have you had a lot of adult participation in the past? Have there been adults that have come that want to contribute or want to be part of what's going on?
Yeah, we usually have a pretty decent amount of adult participation. We ask that any adults who do want to participate email us ahead of time. If you're an adult and you just show up at the door, we probably won't kick you out, but it just we want to make sure that we're not ending up having, you know, the Oregon Adult Queer Youth Conference. It's
right.
The Oregon Youth Queer Youth Conference. So we try and keep it that way, but, you know, as much as we like to do it 100% youth-based, it's sad but true, this world needs adult permission for a lot of stuff. So we like to keep a few adults around just to sign stuff.
Right, right. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I can't help but ask, has there been any negativity, any gay haters that have shown up or anything like that?
In the past 2 years, no. This year, every year we get more public and bigger, and maybe there'll be, you know, there's a slight chance. It is on private property, however, which means that it's actually illegal for any gay haters, protesters, anything like that, to be on the campus where this is happening. The campus is pretty well secluded, so the chance of that happening is really low. We've never had a problem in the past. It's basically a perfect environment.
Great, great. Well, and I want to say thanks to the Catlin Gable School for making it happen, or at least opening up their space for it to happen there. So what's your history with it? Have you been involved with the Oregon Queer Youth Conference from the beginning?
Well, do you want basically my whole big, long spiel about how Oregon Queer Youth Conference changed my life?
Sure. How about we've got 6 minutes left of the show, so.
Okay. Well, freshman year, high school, I joined GSA basically because GSA stands for Gay Straight Alliance at my school because the senior who led it was really cool and like was probably the only senior who would talk to me. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I'll join this GSA thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard about it through that. I went to it my first year, my freshman year of high school, stupid little naive freshman, and I just had never realized that you know, there were people who kind of empathized with me, like, just because you don't, you know, in your everyday life, when you're going to school, when you're at home, you don't see so many people who are so different and yet so similar.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first year, I was just like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I went to a workshop called, Gay Rights 101 or something. And I learned, like, I had no idea what transgender was at the time. And, like, just, like, the thought that, like, you know, if you don't feel that your birth sex is the sex who you are, that you can actually do something about that, like, blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year I went, it just sort of went uphill. The next year I went, I actually led a workshop. We did a cross-dressing twister workshop in which we all got to put on dresses and play Twister. And it was awesome.
Uh-huh.
And this year I hope it's even better, even bigger. Every year we try and get more and more people to go because it's a more the merrier philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great. It sounds like it's had a big impact on you, and I would venture to guess it's probably saved a few lives, you know, having a safe place for queer questioning youth to come and find friends or like-minded people, you know, in a non-threatening, safe environment. So I'm really excited that this is happening, and I hope if there are any youth that are having any doubt whether they should get involved or just show up, please, please show up and find that support because it's there. So
it's totally true.
So we still have a few more minutes. What else should we talk about to make sure we cover all the bases with the Oregon Queer Youth Conference?
Well,
I guess I want to say the phrase, the promotional phrase. It's the third annual Oregon Queer Youth Conference, getting past the stereotypes from gutter punks to Republicans. So the whole spectrum of young people will be there, represented.
And I have to admit, we don't have that many Republicans, but
they exist.
They do exist, and we try to accept them for who they are, just like we wish they'd accept us for who we are.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was talking to someone earlier today when I was at a safer sex workshop, and this person, her name's Sheila. She's actually, her nickname is Sheila the Super Sex Lady, and she. I was doing, like, because everything I go to, like, everywhere I go, I do a little okay spiel, right? Uh-huh. Like, I sort of say, everyone has something to say really quick, and then I talk for, like, 5 minutes being like, Oregon Queer Youth Conference rocks. You have to come. Tell everyone you know about it. Which, by the way, is my number one motto. Tell everyone you know. So if you're coming, that's great. Make all your friends come too.
Right.
But what Sheila told me that amazed her is her first year when she came as an adult ally. She was 30 years old. And she remembers, like, just sitting in the middle of everything with a cup of coffee and just being like, oh, my God, I wish there was something like this when I was a youth. Because it's, like, it's as a youth, it's just fun. But as an adult, like, supposedly you can kind of see how there are so many people, like, having fun, getting to know each other. It's a giant building full of queer youth and allies. And it's awesome.
Right, I'll admit, when I was there, I tabled for KBOO the first year that it happened, and I had that thought myself. Like, nothing like that existed when I was young, and, oh, wouldn't it have made my teen years a whole lot better? So I'm happy that it exists, and hope you have a huge, huge turnout. So, again, for people, they can register on the website. It's www.oqyc.org, or you can send Stu an email. Now, do you get these emails, or does somebody else...
I get these emails myself, so you can actually say, Dear Stu, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so the email is oqyc@catlin.edu. So we've been talking about the Oregon Queer Youth Conference. It's happening Saturday, February 25th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. And just in closing, Stu, what are some closing thoughts you'd like to share with everyone?
Come to OKIC, it rocks. One other thing quickly about it is that there is the winter formal that night as well, which is at the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center, which is on 21st and Belmont.
Southeast Belmont, yep.
Southeast Belmont. And that's at 8 o'clock, and it's awesome, too. It's kind of in tandem with OKIC. It's awesome because you come to OKIC for the day, you get free breakfast, free lunch, meet a whole bunch of new people, have a great time. If you want to, you can go home and go to bed, or if you want to, you can come over to the winter formal, dance, have a great time. It could really be the best day of your life.
It could be. And I know we had someone from Smirk on a couple weeks ago, and she was saying how a lot of people do really, really dress up. I mean, it's a formal dance. I don't remember if there's a charge for the dance.
There might be a charge for the dance. I'm pretty sure it's pretty cheap if there is a charge.
Okay. I want to say the Smirk website. It's www.smyrc.org. And I know that there's some contact information on the website if the website doesn't say if there's a cost or not. But, yeah, the winter formal is happening Saturday evening on the 25th. So, well, Stu, I want to say thanks so much for coming on to the Out Loud show, and we really, really appreciate all the work you do, and I'm impressed you're a junior in high school, so you're able to do your high school studies, help organize this queer youth conference at the same time. So,
well, it's arguable as to whether or not my studies are getting done, but the Oregon Queer Youth Conference is getting planned, and it will rock.
Good, good, good. Hopefully your teachers will give you a little bit of room to work on that.
I wish.
Okay, well, thanks again for coming on. I just want to give the details one more time. Oregon Queer Youth Conference, Saturday, February 25th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Details at www.oqyc.org. Thanks so much for coming on the Out Loud show, Stu.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
And now for some KBOO Out Loud announcements. Dolly Parton Hoot Night, a benefit for Siouxan Nation at Mississippi Pizza Pub, which is located at 3552 North Mississippi Avenue. The Hoot Night will be Sunday, February 19th at 7 p.m. The Austin, Texas tradition of Hoot Nights has come to Portland. It's a tribute night dedicated to a certain artist. On Sunday, February 19th, the first in a series of Hoot Nights will kick off at the Mississippi Pizza Pub. Siouxan Nation has chosen the much-loved Dolly Parton as the focus for the first Hoot Night. This event will also serve as a fundraiser for the forthcoming Siouxan Nation. Siouxan Nation is a 3-day festival scheduled for November and will showcase women's music, performance art, and film. Siren Nation is sponsored by In Other Words. And on the 19th, some of Portland's finest women musicians from all different genres and genders will come together to pay homage to Dolly. Performers will include the Juanita Family, Flat Mountain Girls, Take the Blame, Excuse Me Sir, Maria Fleischman, Tamara J. Brown, Marissa Anderson, Escape from the Keyboard Island, Ask Irene, Sarah Doher, Heather Perkins, Ashley Friend, Leah Hinchcliffe, Lovers, Government Cheese, and Amber Martin from the House of C. Loretta Foss, Ross, feminist leader and visionary, is having a reading and book signing tomorrow, February 15th at 4 p.m. at In Other Words Bookstore, which is at 8 Northeast Killingsworth. Loretta Ross will also give a lecture after the book signing at 6 p.m. at PSU's Women's Resource Center, located at 1802 Southwest 10th Avenue. Portland's East Side Now, National Organization for Women chapter, and the Now Northwest Organizing Project are proud to co-sponsor with PSU's Women's Resource Center, In Other Words Bookstore, PCC Now, Campus Action Network, and Sister Spirit, to bring Loretta Ross to Portland. Loretta is the co-founder and director of Sister Song, Women of Color Productive Health, Reproductive Health Collective, and co-author of Undivided Rights, Women of Color Organized for Reproductive Justice. Her discussion will focus on creating a more inclusive and progressive women's movement to defend women's rights. Fat Girl Speaks and Fat PDX are proud to present a new monthly dance party series called Cupcake. This is a monthly dance party for fat folks and allies. Mixed gender, mixed sexuality, bring your best outfit, your open mind, and your dancing shoes. Cupcake is the fourth Sunday of every month and runs from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Holocene, which is located at 1001 Southeast Morrison. There is a cover. For more information, go to fatgirlspeaks.com/cupcake or email cupcake@fatpdx.org. The next cupcake is on Sunday, February 26th. You've been listening to Out Loud, KBOO's Queer News and Public Affairs show, and we thank our special guest, Stu, for the Oregon Youth Queer Youth Conference. Want to remind everybody to go to that. Join us in 2 weeks for our next show. And until then, stay proud and live out loud.